Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, yes, welcome to your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's March 24th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened within the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Now, you may remember recently we heard about the FBI may soon have permissions to break into computers anywhere on the planet. Guess what? It looks like the UK is also going to get the same permissions. According to Privacy International, the British government has admitted its intelligence services have the broad power to hack into personal computers, phones, and communication networks. And they even went on to say they are legally justified to hack anyone, anywhere in the world. Even, get this, if the target is not a threat to national security. So does it really matter if they're allowed to or not? No, they probably do it anyways. In fact, they probably have been doing it. It's just that now they got that little piece of paper that says, yes, we can do it, and you can't do anything about it. Staying with tech news in the UK, Google Nexus Player fans, rejoice. Even though the thing has been US exclusive for, quite a while now, finally, it is coming to the UK. Yes, it's going to be launched very, very soon in the UK. In fact, this coming Thursday, March 26, for a price of, get this, £79. That's about $119, by the way. Right now, you can actually pre-order it, and if you do pre-order it, you're going to get it delivered on the day of launch. Or at least that's what they're promising. They say at the most maybe a couple of days after. Keep your fingers crossed. All right, if you're one of these people that has a Mac, and you have to run Windows on a Mac, and you boot Windows on a Mac, you're going to want to pay attention to this, especially if you're an XP, God, would that thing die, and Windows 7 user. Yes, the Fruit Factory has decided to boot old versions of Windows out of boot camp. You're only going to be able to boot Windows 8 and Windows 10 now. This means that recently announced MacBook Airs and 13-inch MacBook Pro machines won't boot into Windows 7 or prior versions. Aren't you happy? Come on, Apple fans. You shouldn't be surprised. Apple's been progressively dumping support for older Windows versions with each revision of its hardware. In fact, back in 2013, they dropped Windows 7 32-bit support. I guess at this stage, we should be lucky they let us boot anything else at all. Well, it seems the folks over there at Universal aren't too happy with the folks over there at Spotify. In fact, they've gone up to them and said, excuse me, would you mind scaling back that free streaming stuff you're doing? We don't like it too much. According to the Financial Times, Universal is using licensing negotiations to squeeze Spotify and demand more limits for those who don't pay for the service. Now, of course, Universal isn't confirming this yet, but the Universal CEO has said quite freely lately that he doesn't really care for the free ad-based streaming models and prefers paying customers. Now, it remains to be clear if Spotify is actually going to give in to these demands, being the fact it actually can't really afford to lose a major label, but Spotify does have a wild card. Remember yesterday we were talking about streaming overtaking CD sales? Maybe they could be the ones to the music industry saying, bend over. Speaking of free music, South by Southwest, yeah, it's become a memory now. But that doesn't mean you have to let the memory fade away. No. All the great music that was there, well, now you can go and get it free. Especially for those people that weren't able to actually attend this year's big event. The festival has released an 8.24 gigabytes of DRM-free MP3s for your listening enjoyment. So how do you get it? Well, you get it through a torrent. And yes, it's perfectly legal. All the tracks have been compiled and uploaded, and they're ready for you to download from your peers. And finally, this is definitely something I think our men and women in uniform will absolutely love to hear about. Force fields. Yeah, like the things you see in Star Trek. The one you always see Scotty complaining about saying, hey, Captain, she can't take it anymore. It's a terrible Scottish accent, sorry. Or Irish, or whatever. Anyway, well, it seems that this could be the future now. Yes, it actually could happen. Boeing, which is pretty much known around the world as a big manufacturer of aircrafts, and also develops sophisticated defense and satellite weapon systems, has apparently come up with a force field idea. Right now, it's only really a concept. In fact, you can go check out the concept video at YouTube by searching for Boeing Patents Force Fields from Star Trek. In the video, you'll see Boeing's system detect shockwaves. And these shockwaves, which are coming from nearby bombs, send up a bunch of laser pulses to ionize the air and absorb the blow. Yeah, Like a force field. Boeing is saying they are currently developing this for military vehicles in war zones, hoping that the innovation will help protect ships and aircraft. More power to you, Boeing. Anything that can help protect our men and women overseas, I salute you. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find our website at britishtechnetwork.com. You can follow us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We will be back tomorrow with your humpy dumpy day, Wednesday, oh yeah, edition of the BTN News Show. Until then, I hope you have a fantastic Tuesday. Try not to work too hard. And thank you very much for listening.